Hey everyone, this is Ezio Sanchez here, your real estate professional in Riverside, California. Just shooting a quick video here with some of the mistakes that I see home buyers make time and time again when they're purchasing their first home. So let's dive in. The first mistake I see people make is looking for homes without having their mortgage in place. So it's very exciting to go out there and start looking at homes and, you know, getting the ball rolling with this. But if you're not qualified to look at a home, then you might, as harsh as it sounds, you might be wasting your time. The reason being is that if you run the numbers on your personal credit based on your income, your credit, your savings, I'm just going numbers, you might be qualified for a home at $500,000. But if you're out there looking at homes in the $600,000-$700,000 range, you're essentially spinning your wheels, maybe going to open houses, driving areas that ultimately you're not going to end up in. I guess it's fine if you want to maybe dream or, you know, something that you could aspire for in the future. But if realistically you're going to be qualified for $500,000 and you're looking at the $600,000-$700,000 range, unless you can come up with that difference in cash or something you can do to be able to qualify for that, and essentially you're spinning your wheels. And that's the reason why you want to be able to get qualified prior to even start looking at homes. You want to see what you're working with, what you're comfortable with as far as a monthly payment. So that'll be the first mistake I see, and the most common mistake I'll see people do time and time again. The second mistake I see often is buying more home that you can afford. So usually lenders will qualify you for a certain dollar amount, but very often if you do stretch out that dollar amount, it might put you month in and month out on a very tight situation where you're what we call house poor, where pretty much 40-50% of your income is going towards your mortgage, and that doesn't allow you to pretty much be able to live life, you know. And there's, you know, there's a balance to everything, but you do want to be able to, in case of a job loss, your hours getting short, cut short at work, whatever the case may be, where you have some cushion as far as maybe you can build up a savings account or, you know, whatever the case may be. You don't want to be too tight with your mortgage. Obviously, every scenario is different. If you foresee an increase in pay down in the near future, things like that, only you know what's best for your personal finances. But a lot of suggestions that I've seen in the past is, you know, the home is going to appreciate in value, just buy it, you can sell later, whatever the case may be. I don't like to take on that advice just because we don't have a crystal ball as far as what the market's going to do. So I think a more conservative and sustainable thing to do is to be able to go in on a house where you feel comfortable with the monthly payment moving forward, not just for now, but in the future as well. The third mistake I see people do very often is getting influenced by other people. Especially, I'm 27 years old. A lot of my audience is in their 20s and 30s, where we do, and I say we because I do it in different aspects of my life. We look to our parents for advice in certain things, especially if you're buying your first home. It's natural for you to look at your parents, ask them for advice. But unfortunately, times have changed. And sometimes parents, family members, whoever might want to give you good advice. But very, very often I've seen it be the case where, unfortunately, it's advice that doesn't apply to current market conditions. If you have a relative that bought a home back in 2012, their advice might be good for someone that's buying a home in 2012, but now that we're in 2022, 2023, that advice might not fit what we're doing here today. So obviously take people's advice into consideration, but don't let that be the deciding factor. You know, it's kind of like anything, you take the good, leave the rest kind of thing. So that would be my third observation as far as what people do. Another mistake I see home buyers make is overlooking different kind of financing options, whether that's FHA loans, VA loans, or USDA loans. So I love the FHA program. That's how I personally got started with my first home. Is you come in with 3.5% down, and really, I mean, you're coming in with a pretty low down payment, and you just got to be comfortable with whatever that monthly payment is, because you're since you're only coming in with 3.5, that means you're financing 96.5 of the total balance of the mortgage, right? So with such a high amount that you're financing, your monthly payment is going to be a little bit higher. So as long as you're comfortable with that, you are able to come in and become a homeowner. And for a lot of people that are renting, where it's hard for them to save up money, that is the best option, in my opinion, to come in with an FHA loan. And especially if the monthly payment is similar to what you're paying at rent, then yeah, I think that's the best option. Same thing applies for VA loans. These loans are for veterans and allows you to come out with 0% down. So you're financing 100% of the loan. So it's a great tool. I've had clients use it in the past. I know some of my peers that are actually in the real estate industry, and they're also veterans that have used it for themselves too. And it's a great program for a veteran. So I highly encourage you to use them. And USDA loans as well. Same thing, you come in with 0% down. It's in a rural area. There are certain boxes that you got to check with these, but same thing. So don't get stuck on conventional. Look into FHA, VA, and USDA loans and see what's best for you. So these are the mistakes I think are the most common among first-time home buyers. So if you think I missed one, feel free to send me a message and let me know what I missed. Or if you have any additional questions, feel free to send me a DM, comment, whatever works best for you, and we'll be in touch. Thanks.